WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
One of the things that the pandemic has us all concerned about is if we should travel domestically or overseas. I recently spoke with Jason Hope, Director of International Health, Safety, and Security in the University of Kentucky International Center, about what we should be thinking about when we travel out of state or even out of the country. Well, Jason, thank you very much for talking with me today. I know that some folks, students and others, are thinking about perhaps traveling either domestically or internationally. What sort of advice would you have for folks?
Well, I think it's a great question. It's sort of a difficult one to answer at the moment because the pandemic is affecting different parts of the United States and different parts of the world in really unequal ways. But I think in general, if you don't have to travel right now, if you don't have a really critical reason to travel, it's probably not a good time to be traveling. If you do need to travel, making sure that you're aware of what the pandemic looks like at your destination in terms of the positivity rates, in terms of your likelihood of contracting the virus or what your access to healthcare would be at those destinations will be really critical in planning for the safest trip you can have.
Well, and I guess also something folks need to consider is what happens if you get to a particular destination and there's a lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you think about traveling internationally, it's a little bit complicated to travel internationally at all right now because most countries aren't allowing U.S. citizens to, the ability to enter just because the virus is so bad here in the United States. But something that we like to make people aware of is that countries can close their borders, airlines can stop flying. You could be subject to the rules of your host country, obviously, if they make decisions to protect their own people. So international travel is especially tricky right now. It's something that we're looking at really critically and thinking about our future education abroad programming and the viability of international travel for UK employees as well.
And even domestically, I guess, Jason, it can be problematic. I know some states, if we travel to those states and they know we're from Kentucky, they're actually mandating that we quarantine for 14 days or isolate for 14 days.
Yeah, New York is a great example of a state that's doing that. They've taken a pretty heavy-handed approach, for better or for worse, with their response to the pandemic. So there is a list of states on their Department of Health website that travelers from those states have to self-isolate for 14 days after arrival. And if they don't, and the state authorities find out about it, they can actually fine you for not doing so. So if you look at the CDC website, there's some information that will link you to different states' approaches to the pandemic. And each state really has its own rules and regulations around who can come, who has to self-isolate if they do come. And we really encourage folks to take a look at those things before they make a decision to travel so they don't run afoul of any local ordinances or rules.
And I guess that hits close to home here at UK because we have a fair number of out-of-state students that come from that area.
Yeah, Kentucky does have some recommendations in place around inbound travelers. The state has a travel advisory saying that any state with a positivity rate of greater than or equal to 15% should self-isolate upon arrival in Kentucky. The university's taken a bit of a nuanced approach to that because we've done such a good job with testing inbound students. So most of our students who are coming from affected states haven't had to self-isolate in the same way that other travelers may have to, just because the university has been able to provision testing to them as they've arrived on campus.
Well, and I'm sort of reaching back to some memories of advice that your office gave me back when I was an undergrad at UK and was traveling. I guess for those that do, for whatever reason, have to travel to another country, it's always a good idea to register with a U.S. consulate or U.S. embassy.
Yeah, so when you travel internationally for the university, if you're a student, you're more or less required to work with the UK International Center. And one of the things that we do for all of our student travelers is register with them with the Department of State. So they get proactive messaging from the State Department around what's happening on site in their host country. And the embassy knows that they're there to assist them as they can. But for individual travelers who are traveling outside the auspices of the university, letting the on-site U.S. authorities know that you're in country is a great idea, although it's also important to remember that the U.S. government can't come in and save the day if you do get stuck. That was something that became really apparent when the pandemic hit abroad, that The U.S. government was able to set up evacuation flights for U.S. citizens from certain countries. But if you have to get out very quickly, you're going to have to pay for the costs of those flights. And they may or may not be available depending on the demand.
So it sounds like one of the overriding conversational objectives we're exploring together today is, if possible, it's a good time to, I guess, as the hashtag says, stay healthy at home.
I think in general, until the situation gets a little clearer, until borders start to open up a little bit, it is a good idea to stay home as much as you can. I think there are places, especially abroad, that are safer to go than others. And that's something that we're thinking critically about in our operations. A lot of countries are doing significantly better than the United States, frankly, in combating the virus. Some countries have very low positivity rates. So the danger to the traveler on site isn't necessarily as acute as it might be, even when you think of traveling to a state like Florida or Texas, which has a significant positivity rate at this point. So the risk related to international travel isn't always contracting the disease, but instead that you might get stuck in a country. And for an individual traveler that is going without the infrastructure of the university behind them, it might be more difficult to navigate that than it would be for folks who are going, you know, with UK's backing.
Jason, is there anything we haven't touched upon that you would want our listeners to know?
Yeah, I mean, I would just encourage you, if you're thinking of traveling either abroad or domestically, and I would say even specifically domestically right now, to really take a close look at the data in the destination that you're thinking of going to. A lot of states are reopening, I think, more or less because of economic concerns. It's just not viable for certain places to stay locked down or for things to stay closed. But just because a bar is open on the coast of a coastal state and we all want to go on vacation and relax after, you know, the tough time that 2020 has given us, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a thing that you should be doing. So taking a look at what the numbers look like at your destination, thinking about not only the risk to you, but the risk that you might pose if you transmit the virus as an asymptomatic carrier to someone at that destination. I just think it's a time for us to all sort of think about whether our plans are worth both possibly harming ourselves or harming others at this juncture.
My thanks today to Jason Hope, Director of International Health, Safety and Security at the UK International Center, for talking with me about things we should consider when going out of state or even out of the country. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.